Two friends, they decided, today after university, we'll go to picnic. Time was decided. One friend said that I will come to your house at a given time. As per commitment, the friend who had to go to his friend's house reached his house on time. He then knocked the door of his friend's house. Door was opened. He said, let's go.
Where?
Asked the friend. He said it was decided we had to go to picnic.
We did decide, didn't we?
He said, which picnic? He pretended that he didn't even know anything. Other friend got furious. He said, if you didn't want to go, you could have told me. I came here by taxi with all my luggage. I prepared everything and I came. That's not fair that you're not ready. Think whatever you like, replied the friend. The other friend said, okay, I'm leaving, but remember, I won't talk to you anymore. The friend who had come all the way down, after saying that, he left. He was saying to himself that I won't talk to him anymore. Now, 4 or 5 years later, both of these friends coincidentally met in a party. The friend who had refused to go, he went to his friend. He said salam to him. The upset friend wasn't talking. He said, won't you ask what had happened? He asked, what had happened? If you didn't want to go, you could have told me, couldn't you? Okay, calm down, I tell you. Listen, brother. Actually, what had happened, after marriage, we did not have any child. And everyone would pray for child at home. Finally, by the grace of Allah, a baby boy was born in our house. Well, it was just a few days before you came. Everyone was happy at home. All were happy. All of a sudden, my son fell ill. And the very moment you had knocked at my door, my son had passed away just a few moments before that. In fact, just a few moments before that, family was in complete shock. I said to my family that door is knocked and it is definitely my friend. If he would come to know, then surely all his journey plans will go to waste. That's why I came to the door. I opened the door for you, and all I wanted was that you could leave as early as possible. It was to avoid any chances that you could hear voices of crying. Hence, you could also become grieved and had destroyed your journey plans. After hearing this, his friend was shocked and said, you faced such a great calamity and you did not even tell me? The main purpose of mentioning this account is that we become too judgmental because of misunderstandings. Misunderstanding breaks relationships, breaks partnerships, breaks friendships, and it causes many problems. And its main reason is being unaware of reality. We make haste in making new friends and also make haste in breaking friendships. Haste makes waste.